Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
It's time for Arcan Fire on the Christian Arcan Show. This is WEEI.
You know, it's actually funny you brought up the Chris Paul thing with the Clippers.
Yes.
Because that was going to be the first thing asked you about. So obviously, backstory, CP3 announces his retirement not too long ago, and then the Clippers earlier today announced that they're going to part ways with him, and more is trickling out. And the big one is that head coach Ty Lue and CP3 were not on speaking terms, and it had been several weeks since the two of them had spoken to each other. And sure enough, Lawrence Frank, who's the president of basketball operations, said it wasn't one isolated incident and that it was multiple conversations. So give us your thought on the Clippers putting a damper on CP3's retirement tour.
Damper? I mean, you'll see. He'll probably get picked up. I think that a team will pick him up. But, boy, I mean, talk about a guy who just is such a massive pain in the ass at this point in his career that teams are just done with him. The Spurs, he was on the Spurs last year, right? I mean, that's a young team with a young superstar. You would think they'd want a guy like Chris Paul to be there, right? This guy who's been in the league for a million years, he's still like got something left in the tank on the court. Not a lot, but he's got something left. He's this great, all-time great point guard. And he's just such a pain in the ass. No one can stand him. People hate Chris Paul. And when I say people, I don't mean like fans. I think fans either root for him or they don't root for him, depending on what team he's on. But like people in the league, like people who interact with him, hate Chris Paul. Oh my God, they hate him. Now they may all be wrong. One of those people that really hates him, you know who really hates Chris Paul? Kanye West. Kanye West hates Chris Paul. Claims that Chris Paul and Kim Kardashian had a little, which, bravo for both of them, if that's true. Who knows? It's Kanye West. I mean, anything's possible with that. But, like, consider the source there. Kanye West versus Chris Paul. I guess I'm team Chris Paul.
You ain't got the answers.
Do you remember Patrick Beverley? One time, Chris Paul, I forget which teams they were both respectively playing for. They've both been all over the league. But it was a game. Something happened between them. There was some kind of words were spoken. Chris Paul was walking back to the bench. And Patrick Beverley, like, sneaks up behind him and throws a full-on, like, forearm shiv.
I know which one you're talking about. This is when he was with the Phoenix Suns, and the Suns were eliminating the Clippers from the playoffs.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And Patrick Beverley just lost his mind and just ran right at him. Like, you remember that that play where Jokic just checked Markieff Morris? It was like that, but Beverley on Chris Paul. And, again, consider the source. That's Patrick Beverley. We'll remember that legendary time when Rondo punched Chris Paul in the face. I guess Chris Paul said that Rondo spit on him and he put his like finger in his nose or like up against his face. He was like, don't do that, don't do that. And then Rondo just cocked back and clocked him. That was one of the cleaner punches in NBA history, which isn't saying much because it's not like he went down or anything like that. But oftentimes when guys start throwing punches, they miss. Or they don't really connect, like they hit them, but they don't really connect all that well. I don't know what it is. Probably something with the fact that they have long arms. Just taking a guess. But yeah, there was that. Chris Paul brings out the worst in people. That's really what this is all about. And I'm no doubt that that's what happened here. The entire team was sick of him. The coach was sick of him. The front office was sick of him. He's mouthing off about what the team should be doing. And listen, the Clippers are whatever. But who the hell is Chris Paul at this point in his career to be chirping at the front office? Like, shut up, Chris Paul. You and James Harden and Kawhi and whoever else, just go out there and play your 2017 style of basketball and get through the season and go retire and go to the Hall of Fame, because I think he is going to be in the Hall of Fame.
Get over here!
Okay, well, let's move to this hockey story that I had found. It's an independent, so it's not an NHL league, and David's actually going to help me out with this one. Okay. On Twitch. There was a promotional night. It was known as Wicked Night. I forget the two teams that were being played, but what you'll
see... I think it was the Moose Jaw Frog Balls and the Moncton Muppets.
That sounds as accurate as possible, but anyway...
Was this a Canadian league, or do we know?
I don't think it was a Canadian league.
Okay.
But anyway, David's going to throw it up on the Twitch chat. They decided to do a Wicked-themed night for this rink. You'll see that one side of the ice is green, aside from the blue lines, and that the other side is pink. Which, I don't know about you, if I were playing in this game, that would so distract me so much. And not only is it just an ugly sight for fans, but this has to be... I don't even know what more to say about how bad of a rink this looks. What do you make of this independent hockey league going Wicked Night with their rink?
Okay. Why is it Wicked? What's pink and blue? Is that like a Wicked... Are those the colors from Wicked? I thought the lady in Wicked had like a green face, no?
Well, one of them is green, but I think like the partner or the second protagonist is like a princess who wears pink.
Pink and blue. And the, okay. Oh, wait, so that's green. That's like the, okay. That's the green like the lady in the movie.
Yeah, they decided to avoid the blue lines because it
I was going
to
say it looks kind of blue, but now I see it. It looks more green.
It wouldn't be the blue line.
It certainly would not. Are there any circles over on the pink side? I don't see the circles, so. I think this looks really weird, but I don't hate it. Does that make sense? Like, I think it looks weird. I think it's probably a dumb idea, but I also don't hate it. I think putting stuff on the ice is, you know, making the ice, like, you know how Boise State has the blue field? What if there was one team that had, like, the green rink? That'd be kind of cool. And it was just green all the time. Bruins, it could be, like, yellow. Looks like they're skating on a big pool filled with pee or something. I don't know. That'd be all right. Listen, if the NBA is going to subject us to these NBA cup courts that light up your entire living room whenever you're watching the game, it's ridiculous. If they're going to do that, then the NHL should be able to experiment with the ice a little bit, I think. Why not? Why not? What do they have to lose? The last thing I remember them doing that was even close to this was in the 90s. The games were on Fox, and they had like a little thing on the puck and like a little trail so you could follow it. Not that it was ever, I don't know, it's just people had a hard time following the puck. But Fox had like a little tracker on it. It would like glow red and it would move around like you were playing a video game. And that was in the 90s, early 2000s, I want to say, is sort of when I remember that. I might be off, but, you know, sure. You want to mess with the ice? Go ahead and mess with the ice. Why not?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Do you remember in a previous Arcan Fire I said, keep track of that music Wrapped because it's coming out soon with Spotify Wrapped and
Apple. Yeah, sure, right.
Well, the time has come. Spotify released theirs. Apple released theirs. So I'm wondering, you want to share with the world what the most listened to songs on your Apple Music account was for 2025?
Sure, if you want to go through this again.
Well, just to make sure you're accurate with all children's songs.
I was very accurate with it. If you want to go through so Apple Music does like a highlight reel, and it's like a story like on Instagram. And it's like a lot of music can happen in a year. Here's all like album covers of stuff that you liked. Well, let's run it back. I don't like that they're doing it like this. I listened for 8,287 minutes. The artist I was most loyal to was Baby Lullaby Academy, which I think you can see where this is probably going. Each month brought new memories. These artists were by your side. All right, this one's pretty funny. Baby Lullaby Academy for 5 months was my number one artist. Weird Al, Grateful Dead's in there for a month, and Minions and Cocomelon for the other months. Now, this is where it gets interesting. Are you familiar with a singer named Frankie Ford?
I'm not, no.
You're not? That's probably because you're not 70 years old. But Frankie Ford was an old singer, and he has a song that I think is in Finding Nemo. I think it's in Finding Nemo. Called Sea Cruise. Won't you let me take you on a sea cruise? And it was for a while, I guess for a greater portion of this year, was my son's favorite song. There was that, Barbara Ann by the Beach Boys, and there was one other one. Oh, yeah, and the one in Spanish, Danza Kuduro by Don Omar. It's another one he really liked. But those are all, you know, the Beach Boys, Don Omar, like they all have big, big followings. They have a lot of people streaming their music like every single day. I guess Frankie Ford does not, because according to Apple Music, I am a top 500 listener of Frankie Ford this year. So I don't think Frankie Ford is with us. But if anybody knows that, you know, his family or anything like that, I'm not sure where he's from. I am a top 500 listener. You are right now a top 500 Frankie Ford listener. Right here, right now. Thanks in large part to my son and his love for the song Sea Cruise.
It's time to go behind the glass for the producer's point on the Christian Arcan Show. Here's Joe Braverman.
Well, from one JB to another, I want to talk about Jaylen Brown here for my producer's point of the night. And I ultimately think you were just describing how great of a season he's would have, great of a stretch he's been on. I think I heard earlier it might have been Dan Ball in his trending. He was sixth or seventh in terms of the scoring in points per game in the NBA. That sounds like to me someone who should be starting the All-Star game. Now, I don't know how, again, it's going to work with this USA versus the world kind of thing. I know we went about it a week or two ago. About, it's not going to be positions, it's just going to be the 10 best, and it doesn't matter about conference. But the way Jaylen Brown is playing, I ultimately think he deserves one of those spots. I think you look at all the players, at least from the Eastern Conference side of things, you think of maybe Cade Cunningham right off the top, Donovan Mitchell. There's no doubt in my mind that Jaylen Brown, in terms of Eastern Conference players, is top five right now in terms of the way he's playing. Now, that could all change by season's end, but if the Celtics are going to get some kind of representation at All-Star with this new format, it's got to be Jaylen Brown. And if Jaylen Brown keeps the stretch that he's going right now, then he should be in the starting lineup, whether that be it would be USA. It wouldn't be the world. So that's right. My point for the night. Jaylen Brown, the way he's playing, deserves to be starting in the All-Star game.
All right, there you go. That is the producer's point, courtesy of Joe Braverman.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.